All I'm saying is we've worked dashed hard, that's all." They were both red in the face and found looking at each other difficult. Ralph rolled on his stomach and began to play with the grass. "If it rains like when we dropped in, we'll need shelters all right. And then another thing, we need shelters because of the..." He paused for a moment, and they both pushed their anger away. Then he went on with the safe, changed subject. "You've noticed, haven't you?" Jack put down his spear and squatted. "Noticed what?" "Well, they're frightened." He rolled over and peered into Jack's fierce, dirty face. "I mean, the way things are, they dream. You can hear 'em. Have you been awake at night?" Jack shook his head. "They talk and scream. The little ones. Even some of the others. As if it wasn't a good island." Astonished at the interruption, they looked up at Simon's serious face. "As if," said Simon, the beastie or the snake thing was real, remember?" The two older boys flinched when they heard the shameful syllable. Snakes were not mentioned now, were not mentionable. "As if this wasn't a good island," said Ralph slowly.
"Yes, that's right."
Jack sat up and stretched out his legs. "They're batty."
"Crackers. Remember when we went exploring?"
They grinned at each other, remembering the glamour of the first day. Ralph went on.
"So we need shelters as a sort of
home."
"That's right.